Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning, one and all. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Brayton Wilson here in the captain's chair with you, not just today, but also tomorrow from 10 to noon here on WGR. Joining me as well from his home studios is WGR Sabres beat reporter Paul Hamilton. And, Paul, certainly the next 2 days are going to be plenty filled with hockey talk as the off-season officially begins. But, you know, we can intermingle some nice conversations here and there. Whatever happens to pop up in the sports world, you're more than welcome to join us and share in on the show. How are you this morning, Paul?
I'm well. Well, it's been about a year since we've done this. And it seems like we do this twice a year, and it falls about this time.
Well, we make it count. We have to make our opportunities count when we can. But, so we've hit this sort of point in the season where we're just waiting for the hockey news to happen because the Stanley Cup Finals finally ended, and we obviously saw the Florida Panthers winning their second straight Stanley Cup champion, beating the Edmonton Oilers. And then football-wise, it's the dead point between the end of OTAs and mandatory minicamp and the start of training camp. So there's a lot that we could discuss and talk about. It's just, you know, in terms of news, it's kind of quiet.
Well, this is the only dead point, really, of the NFL season. This is the only time that coaches get away. You know, once minicamp is over, that's their vacation time. You know, they've put the time in. They're ready for training camp. Every drill for training camp has already been scripted, ready to go. And this is the only time they get to not put in 17, 18-hour days or whatever they do over there.
Right.
And actually get with their families and travel a little bit and have a vacation. So they'll be gone until, they announced training camp yesterday. So it's just a little bit over a month away.
Yeah, a little bit of excitement for football-wise to finally get the plans together to go to St. John Fisher and take in some training camp. Anyway, 803-0550-1-888-550-2550 are the numbers here. You're more than welcome to join Paul and myself over the course of the next 2 days. We'll be here with you 10 to noon today, 10 to noon tomorrow. The lineup that we have over the next 2 days, I think at least is pretty exciting, Paul. We've got a couple of guests to talk some NHL draft talk as we're officially about a week away from the draft getting underway in Los Angeles, the new decentralized draft, which will be interesting. We'll have Mike Morial coming up this morning at 11 o'clock. He's from NHL.com. We've talked to him plenty of times. It's always great to chat with him. He's very well-versed with prospects coming up in this year's draft. At 11:45 today, we'll check in with Amy Lezikowski of the 11-Day Power Play. The 11-Day Power Play getting started yesterday down at Harbor Center in downtown Buffalo. And we'll be playing, at least myself, I'll be playing. Josh Schmidt, our producer, will also be playing in the 11-Day Power Play next Thursday at 6 p.m., so feel free to come down. Cheer us on, whatever you want to do, yell at us, you know, we'll take it. We'll be happy if you come down, join us, support us. And then tomorrow, excited to have Rob Ray to join us at 10:30. Rob, obviously the Sabres color commentator, was inducted into the Sabres Hall of Fame this past season. Now, he's also got another honor to his moniker. He's now going to be a Buffalo Broadcaster Hall of Fame coming up in September. And then at 11 a.m. tomorrow, we'll have Stephen Ellis from the Daily Faceoff talking some NHL draft and also some Sabres prospect talk as well. But you're more than welcome to join us. 803-0550 are the numbers.
Rob's going to join us from vacation.
Oh, where's he? Where's he on vacation?
I told him they're leaving today.
Okay.
And I told him, look, you don't have to. He goes, I'll do it. I don't mind.
Okay.
I don't know. He's somewhere like Epcot or Disney or one of those places or whatever. And I think to myself, he probably wants a break. Knowing him, I can't see him rolling around Epcot or whatever and having like the best time of his life. But it gives him some great time with his family.
I know
he treasures that.
If he's at Epcot, he'll be able to go to all the different nations and be able to enjoy some adult beverages while walking around. I mean, he could do that while chatting with us.
Oh, he gave up adult beverages.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
He does non-alcoholic beer.
Okay,
he drinks that.
He could do NAs.
But I've been on the road with him all along. I have never once seen him drink alcohol.
Right.
He decided when his career was over and he was married and had children, no more alcohol.
Okay.
He didn't want to do it, and I admire him a lot
for
that.
Me too.
It wasn't like he was an alcoholic or anything
no.
like that. He just decided it's time now to take responsibility for a family and everything. And you know, actually, I've had some non-alcoholic beers with him, some good, some bad. So I always like to see what they taste like and see what it is. So I guess I drink less now, too.
Well, I remember having that conversation with him. I think the last time that you and I hosted, we had him on during the West Coast road trip for the Sabres, and we talked about that a little bit. And, yeah, I commend Rob for that. But good on him. He'll join us. We'll have some fun with that as well. Paul, I do want to start off this show talking to you and kind of recapping the Stanley Cup final that was. And the one thing that I just can't get out of my head, Paul, is how the Edmonton Oilers, with the top talent that they have, especially Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl obviously factored into because he led the Oilers in scoring with 4 goals and 4 assists in the series, how they performed admirably well in the first 2 games, laid an egg in Game 3. They fought back to battle hard in Game 4 to end up tying the series at 2, and then Game 5 and 6, they just laid complete eggs. It's the second time that they've lost to the Florida Panthers in the final, and for me, it's just one of those conversations, Paul, that I keep having in my head is just when. When are these guys, McDavid and Draisaitl, more notably McDavid, going to win?
When Florida makes that deadly mistake. You know, Florida can play it any way you want to play it. If you want to run and gun, fine. If you want to play it tight, fine. They're just all over you the way they play. Now, it almost happened this. It's almost happened both years where they got themselves into trouble. This year was Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they lost the first 2 games, and they got behind, was it 3-0 in Game 3, I believe? They got behind in Game 3 for sure.
Right, yeah.
I believe it was 3-0, deficit. Something like that.
Yeah.
And Florida came back and won the game. And from that point forward, they were fine. But Toronto had the opportunity to go up 3-0 in that series and wasn't able to do it. So I think you've got to get Florida out of the equation if you're the Edmonton Oilers to try to move forward. It's kind of like, and I don't want to bring this up, but I will, like the Bills and the Chiefs. You know,
yeah.
The Bills would like to get the Chiefs out of the equation at some point if they could.
You're not wrong.
But I don't mean to be a jerk. I'm sorry, folks.
No, it's okay.
I just think, you know, if they can find a way to get Florida out of that equation, I think, you know, they'll have the opportunity to do it a little bit. Not at all. I mean, Edmonton's a much better team than the Sabres were. But stop to think back when the Sabres had Eichel, Reinhardt, O'Reilly, and Kane.
Yeah.
And people don't give Kane enough credit. He's a great power forward who is, when he's not hurt, will score you 30 goals.
Yeah.
You know? So you had four guys of like that, and you were still at the bottom of the league.
Yeah.
How in the heck were they at the bottom of the league with those four guys, you know, around them? Well, the answer would be because the GM didn't know how to fill in. I mean, they tanked for 2 years. It wasn't like they had tanked with anybody in mind the first time. They just – that's when the tank started.
Yep.
And it was basically for McDavid, but they wanted two high picks. And the first one was going to be the Ekblad, Reinhardt, Bennett, Dreisaitl draft. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they didn't win that draw. Florida got Ekblad. Although Tim Murray said, and I heard – that this was the case. Had he had the first overall pick, he would have taken Sam Reinhardt anyway. That's where he wanted to go with that. So they tanked that year. They tanked the next year, and of course, as we know, they didn't get McDavid. But at least you knew you were going to get a superstar. You were either getting McDavid or Eichel.
Yeah.
And as good as Eichel is, and he's a great hockey player, and I call him a superstar, McDavid's better.
Agreed.
You know, so it's just, you know, so they were able to, and that's why I tell people, the tank itself was successful. They got what they wanted. What wasn't successful is they didn't have a GM that could fill in properly around Reinhardt and Eichel.
Right. It just seemed like
that's where the problem was. It wasn't the tank. The tank got them what they wanted. They got what they wanted. And they got the great players. It was the fact that they didn't know how to build around those two players.
Yeah, and it seemed to me, Paul, that when we saw Tim Murray make those trades for Evander Kane, we saw him make the trade for Ryan O'Reilly. He drafted Reinhardt. He drafted Eichel. He even traded for Robin Leonard. It just seemed like the one thing in my mind that always sticks out about those types of trades and that team in particular, it was just like, okay, we know that some of them have their baggage issues or their, you know, their ways about them that make some people question, you know, their composure, their character, whatever. But it seemed like to me, Tim Murray just said, they're talented players. They get on the ice, they'll figure it out themselves, and they'll just go out and have success. And I agree with you in the point where it's just they didn't have the rest of that team figured out, the depth players, the veteran players. It's sort of the same problems they have right now where they can't get the right pieces to kind of help complement their star players or the players that are expected to step up and do well for them. And it showed on the ice badly, where the team had spurts of success, but they could never put anything consistently together to get themselves into a position where they could legitimately contend for a playoff spot.
And in my opinion, those players that you named, I think they overpaid for maybe all of them, especially Leonard. I'm not giving up a first-round pick for Leonard.
No.
And Leonard had a good save percentage as a Sabre. I don't think people hated Leonard right from the start because they didn't like the trade. They didn't like giving up a first-round pick. So Leonard never had a chance here. They were on him before he ever stepped on the ice, and then injuries and stuff. But if you look at his save percentage, it was very good here. You know, when he was able to play and healthy, he was good. But I wouldn't have given up a first round pick. And what that did is the cupboard was now bare.
Mm-hmm.
So all right, you got those players in here, but if plan A doesn't work, what's plan B? Because you have no prospects.
Yeah,
because you traded your high picks and your prospects, and Murray left the cupboard bare. So there was nothing he could do if Leonard did get hurt, which he did, or if it wasn't working out. I mean, he just left himself with nothing.
Don't bring up shootouts too with Leonard. That's a really tough talking point. A little bit of revisionist history, Paul. Let's go back to those trades. You know, the Evander Kane trade happened in February of 2015. Kane, Bogosian, and Jason Kasdorf, that's a name, came to Buffalo in exchange for the likes of Brendan Lemieux, Joel Armia, Drew Stafford, Tyler Myers, and a 2015 first-round pick, who, if I remember correctly, that became Jack Roslovic. And then
how many of those names you just made are first round picks? A lot of them.
Yeah.
Some big Army trades. Is a low pick, first round pick. You could say As a first-round pick, is he a bust? I don't think he's a bust as a hockey player. He's played a lot of games in the NHL. But still, he was a first-round pick. I mean, you named Tyler Myers.
First-rounder.
He won the Calder Trophy.
Drew Stafford, first-rounder.
Drew Stafford.
Brendan Lemieux was the first pick of the 2014 draft, second round.
Didn't they move up to get Lemieux? If I'm not mistaken,
I think,
am I mistaken?
No, he was the first pick of the second round. So
I know, but didn't they move
two.
Up?
I don't think so, because they would have had that pick anyway.
That's why I like having you or Mike Shope around, because my brain, if it didn't happen yesterday, I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
And when we're just talking like this, it's I don't want to take the 5 minutes to go look it up. So it's nice when I have the two of you who are basically like encyclopedias.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look back at this 2015 draft to see that pick that the Sabres traded. That would have been, oh man, sorry, I'm trying to do this on the fly as we're going here, and it's horrible radio, I know. That's something I'm just going to, okay, here we go. It was the Blues pick originally, and it became, I think it became Jack Larosolvic.
Yeah, okay. No, it is. I'm looking at it now, Stafford, Myers,
yep,
Army.
There it is, right there.
The round one pick in 2015 is Roslovic for Bogosian, Kane, and Kasdorf.
And Jack Roslovic is a pretty darn good player right now. He's scoring a lot for Carolina.
Yeah, Kasdorf basically was an AHL guy that, he might have sat here and backed up one time or something. But
he had a cup of coffee in the NHL with the Sabres. The Ryan O'Reilly trade, the Ryan O'Reilly trade was Ryan O'Reilly and Jamie McGinn for Nikita Zadorov, Mikhail Grigorenko, JT Compher, and a second round pick in 2015. Again, as you made mention, a lot of first and early second round talent there. And then the Robin Leonard trade was Robin Leonard and David Legwand, and aged out David Legwand for a 2015 first round pick.
Yeah. Although, I'll tell you what, it's something we can talk about here. You've heard me say many times, I'm not taking a goaltender in the first round of the draft. I'm not trading a first-round pick for a goaltender. But now, I don't know. Now that I see the goaltending problems that they have, and I see Tampa Bay a first-round pick to win a couple of Stanley Cups, I mean, you've got to have goaltending to win the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically talked to myself and said to myself, well, if you have to have great goaltending to win the Stanley Cup, why are you so staunch on not spending a first-round pick or trading a first-round pick to get a top-flight goalie? And I couldn't answer myself. I've kind of changed my mind a little bit about that. The thought process was, when you look at save percentages of goaltenders, they're close, and a lot of times people say, well, you can get a goaltender anywhere. Yeah, maybe, but you look at the guys who've been winning the cup lately, maybe it's something to think about that maybe you do have to spend some assets or whatever to get yourself a very good goaltender.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look back to the Robin Leonard trade resulted in Ottawa picking Colin White, not a great first round pick, but let's just say the Sabres never traded Robin Leonard for the first rounder and they still had it. They could have picked up a guy like Brock Besser or Travis Konecny, even Jack Roslovic, looking a little further
what
down the line here.
What year was that
here.
Draft?
2015. Sebastian Aho was part of that.
I tell
they
you
could
exactly
have drafted
who
him.
They were going to pick.
Sebastian Aho.
No, they were taking a goalie.
Ilya Samsonov.
Yes, yeah. That's who they were taking.
Gotcha.
If they would have kept the pick, that's where they were going.
Well,
White went 21st, and Samsonov went 22nd, and that's who they were going to take.
Yeah. Man, I just that 2015 class was amazing, and it obviously topped off with Connor McDavid, who is, I mean, at least in my eyes, Paul, he's the best player I've ever seen take the ice. I mean, I know I'm younger, and I remember Gretzky in the very end of his career with the New York Rangers, and he was not close to the player that I've seen in highlights when he was with the Oilers or even with the Kings. Connor McDavid, for me, seeing a player on the ice physically, watching him, whether it was at the junior level or here at the NHL level with the Oilers, he is the best player I've seen, hands down, no question about it, take the ice. And it's still amazing to me that he's 10 years now into his career and
it's crazy.
He hasn't won a Stanley Cup yet.
But it's crazy. It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they were in the 15 draft. I can't believe that once next week rolls around, it'll be 10 years ago, we were sitting there walking around talking to Jack Eichel after the draft.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to me. Now, I did see Gretzky, so I would say McDavid is the second best player I have seen. I always say this, and I say it same about football. Gretzky is the best player I always say I've ever seen, because I didn't see those guys in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw Gordie Howe when he was like 50-some-odd years old.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see Gordie Howe or Rocket Richard or Jean Beliveau or, you know, those guys. So I always say that I've seen, and I do it in football too, O.J. Simpson by far is the best running back I have ever seen, and it isn't even close. But I never saw James Brown, or Jim, not James Brown.
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown. I didn't see either one of them. Let me put it that way. I never saw Jim Brown, so I can't say that O.J. Simpson is the best running back ever, because I didn't see those guys, but he's the best one I've ever seen.
Right.
And it's not even close.
Yeah, and the one thing about McDavid that, and I've seen this conversation come up a couple of different outlets, and it's something that I thought of immediately, even before this Stanley Cup final ended. Connor McDavid right now is the best hockey player in the world that is playing and has never won a championship. I think it's arguable that he's the best player to ever play and not win a championship. And I know, Paul, you probably can name a few of them, but in the list of players that, you know, I was able to think off the top of my head, and just doing this quickly, you know, Marcel Dion might be seen as the number one guy that has never won a championship in his years of playing hockey. I think Connor McDavid blows him out of the water right now, just given the way that he has played, the production he's had through 712 games in 10 years, Paul. He has over 1,000 points already.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. I mean, especially when we're both saying, you know, he's the best player you've ever seen. He's the second best player I've ever seen, and he doesn't have a cup. So
yeah.
I think it just I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
And Marcel Dion was a great player, but he wasn't Connor McDavid.
No.
You know, so yeah, there are some guys that haven't won. You know, in other sports, I mean, we can talk about great Buffalo Bills that never, you know, won.
I think Connor McDavid is arguably at near the top of the list for the best athletes in any sport to never win a championship.
Yeah,
right now.
I mean, if you want to say Bruce Smith and Jim Kelly, you know, those guys, I've always, and a lot of people disagree with me, I look at those guys as champions. They won the AFC championship four times in a row. I know they didn't win the Super Bowl, but to me, they are not losers. I don't look at guys who win four have done something that no team has ever done before, including the New England Patriots, and that's go to four consecutive Super Bowls and win four straight AFC championships. And I can't call that team a bunch of losers. I can't. I understand they never won the Super Bowl, but I, you know, to win the AFC championship four times in a row, I think is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, and this goes into my show prep here, so you'll get an idea. I just went to Google and typed in best athletes to never win a championship. A lot of them are basketball players, Paul. And they're all right up there, too. You have a couple of football players, a couple of baseball players, but the only hockey player that came up right immediately was Marcel Dion, and the only other one that I would say right now that you could also throw into this conversation with McDavid is Joe Thornton, and that's it. That's it for hockey.
Yeah, that's fair.
So here's some of the players that lists on Google, and if you want to chime in on the best athletes to never win a championship in this conversation, 803-0550. Allen Iverson, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, Patrick Ewing are the first ones that pop up. Reggie Miller, John Stockton as well for basketball. Football, it's Dan Marino right now. I mean, he was such a great passer and had a stellar career in Miami and could never win anything, which still boggles my mind. Football, you've got Barry Sanders as well. Baseball, Ken Griffey Jr., Ted Williams, Ty Cobb, Barry Bonds. I mean, some really incredible athletes that are listed and that have gotten talked about so much as being a pinnacles of their sport to never win a championship. And still, in my eyes, I think Connor McDavid is absolutely higher up than any of these guys. That's at least
you,
in my mind.
I could give you one Buffalo Sabre who was one of the best hockey players that's ever lived.
Gilbert?
The best. Yep. Gilbert never won one. And
Dominic
Hasek. Gilbert was one of those guys that I loved watching him go end-to-end and everything, and I always thought there's a little bit left. And one of the reasons that I thought that is when he played in the Canada Cup, Scotty Bowman said when he put the line of Gretzky, LaFleur, and Perreault played left wing together, it's the best line he's ever seen. And it's the best line I've ever seen. They were phenomenal. And you know who was the best player on the line? Gilbert Perreault. He was – I had never seen him play like that. And unfortunately, he got hurt. Was it a broken leg, I believe, something like that? And actually, he missed a lot of Sabre games because that tournament was played near the end of summer, you know, for the Canada Cup. And unfortunately, he got hurt. But that was the thing. He was playing with a young Wayne Gretzky and Guy Lafleur, and he was the best player on the line. So I saw Gilbert Perreault at his very, very, very best. And I always felt that, I don't know if we always saw that as a Sabre, as great as he was. It just seemed like that the hockey that was one step above that I saw at the Canada Cup, I didn't always see with the Buffalo Sabres.
803-0551, 888-552-550. Let's squeeze in a phone call here. Let's go to Mike in Hamburg. Mike, what's going on this morning? How are you today?
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, there's a couple players you guys did not talk about that I thought, that I think, first off, I'm going to tell you this. Even though I kind of coached this kid, Patrick Kane is the best skater I've ever seen, by far. Patrick Kane also has the best hands I've ever seen. Number two, with the best hands, is Jill Perreault. One of the best players that you guys have not talked about is Bobby Orr.
But Bobby Orr won with the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, I'm not talking about winning.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, we were talking about guys who haven't won.
There's another, there's another one, another great skater, too, that I consider is one of the best players to ever play. He played for Edmonton. He was not Wayne Gretzky. He was Paul Coffey.
But also won a Stanley Cup, too.
Yeah, they did. But as far as the greatest players, that's what I was listening to. Because you guys you guys mentioned Wayne Gretzky, okay? And he won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, he won four, so...
That's why I said that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Thanks for the call,
to me,
Mike.
Bobby Orr is the best defenseman that's ever lived, and again, that I've seen. I haven't seen Doug Harvey and, you know, some of the ones back then, but Bobby Orr is the best defenseman I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's see, who's the best defenseman that I could say that I've ever watched play?
Bet overall defenseman might be Lidstrom.
Nick Lidstrom was so good. He was so good overall.
I mean, Bobby Orr was a good defenseman. He could fight. I mean, I remember he fought Jim Schoenfeld. So he was tough. He was a good defenseman. He changed the way defensemen play from an offensive standpoint, but mm-hmm. he wasn't bad defensively. It wasn't like he was awful.
Yeah.
But he wasn't Lidstrom defensively, and Lidstrom wasn't Bobby Orr offensively.
I got to say, Paul, I think Cale Makar might be on that list right now of the best defensemen that I could see playing years and down the line and just producing. He's just so good. He's so good from the back end. And I remember that draft class too, because he was 2017, I think he was, 2017 draft. And just the talk of him, you know, oh, hey, he's coming out of the Alberta Junior Hockey League and nobody really knows who this kid is, but he can motor. He's good. And he fell to the Colorado Avalanche at 4, and he went.
He wasn't even the first defenseman.
Right, picked. Right. Miro Heiskanen went above him, one pick yeah. above him.
And look at, you know, Nolan Patrick was second overall. Many felt he was going to be first overall.
Yeah.
And even before he got injured, he wasn't what I think everybody thought he was going to be. Then injuries just mm-hmm. devastated. He only played like 222 games in the NHL. His year has really blossomed into a real nice player for New Jersey. But I would have, you know, if we're doing the draft today, I'm not taking his year over at Makar.
Yeah. It's,
you know, Makar's, in my mind, if you redo this draft, is the number one overall pick easily.
Oh, 1,000%. Cale Makar is the number one pick. I do the redrafts from time to time, Paul. I'm probably going to do the 2015 draft this summer. But, looking right now, I'd probably have Makar, Heiskanen 1-2, probably Nick Suzuki 3, then Jake Ottinger 4, and then Heischer 5. Like it's just, and this is just glancing through right now. I'd have to take the time to do a little bit digging deeper, but yeah, that 2017 class was something. 803-0551, 888-552-550. Thanks, Mike, for the call. You're more than welcome to join us. Talking the discussion of Connor McDavid being arguably the best athlete in any sport to not win a championship, and McDavid's still playing. And we're already talking about this, where he's lost back-to-back Stanley Cups. He won the Conn Smythe as the playoff MVP last year. Not so much this year, but we'll have the discussion more. Also want to talk, Paul, some of McDavid's comments after the Stanley Cup, and also just what his future holds as well, before we get to Mike Morial at 11 o'clock, talk some NHL draft. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and you're listening to WGR.
I mean, obviously their forecheck was great. They tilted the rink. They were able to kind of stay on top of us all over the place. Never really able to generate any momentum up the ice. We kept trying the same thing over and over again, just banging our heads against the wall. So, credit to them. They played well.
That's Oilers captain Connor McDavid talking after their Game 6 loss to the Florida Panthers, an ugly 5-1 loss for them. That team looked dejected even after the first period, and then after the second period, they looked completely, completely done. They looked like they had nothing left and had no drive to try and get themselves back into the game and try and force a Game 7. Brayton Wilson here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Paul Hamilton also joining us here on the show, as he'll be here with me for the next couple of days as we're filling in for Sal here on the Extra Point Show.
Why aren't we broadcasting near the Erie County Botanical Gardens? They got a bear over there. We could have been sitting outside welcoming the bear.
That's new. I didn't know that there was a bear over by the Botanical Garden.
I was just seeing that. Neighbors in South Buffalo spotted an apparent bear early this morning just north of the Botanical Gardens.
Mm.
We could have set up a nice little card table there and Hung out with the bear.
Yes, we could have engaged in bear watch again. Last year I was part of the coverage on WBEN of bear watch in Amherst. The Amherst bear decided to come back.
The tweet I'm looking at the account, which is the Amherst bear,
yes,
is on vacation. Answered, it wasn't me.
I remember when the original Amherst bear. Unfortunately, it ended badly for that bear, but I don't even know what the word is. The fanatics about that bear was something off the charts. And then when the second Amherst bear came about last year, that account like sprung back up again, and it was phenomenal. So gotta love bear coverage here in Western New York. I mean, if you go out to the hinterlands my way, I'm sure you're more likely to find a bear. But of course, being up in near the city or near the North Towns or anything like that, bear coverage is prime. It's
well,
good.
I live in a very residential area, mm-hmm, in the village of Lancaster. I do have deer problem here. They demolish my gardens.
Yeah.
So I've been fighting that.
Yep.
But in February, a year ago February, I had a deer that kept coming in my backyard, going over the fence and, mm-hmm, coming in, but he'd be laying under the heat vent, which I thought was a little bit weird, and I couldn't get rid of him. I'd make noise and he wouldn't leave. And I went to bed one Saturday night and got up on Sunday and he was dead underneath my deck.
Oh.
And I'm thinking that I did not have that on my bingo card, that I was going to have a dead deer in my backyard. And, you know, they will come pick up the deer, but they won't come in your backyard. So I had to drag the thing out to the street.
Mm.
I covered it because I didn't want kids to see it and everything. I had an old pool cover that I put over. And, yeah, they were here by 9 a.m. to pick it up. But I just never would have dreamed in a million years. You could have bet me a lot of money and won a lot of money that I would be dragging a deer out of my backyard.
Mm. Yeah, that's something that I don't think I could say that I've heard you have to do, or anyone really have to do, is drag a dead deer out of their yard unless you hunted the deer yourself.
Well, when I called the police, not 911, I called a regular number. She said that when a deer gets hit and injured, they can still leap. So she said him coming over the fence, she thought he probably got hit by a car.
Mm.
And then chose my yard to die in. But she said that even though they're injured, they can easily make it over the fence.
So back to our conversation about Connor McDavid, Paul. I'm looking at the all-time scoring list, and I was just curious where McDavid is right now. I mean, he's played 10 years. He's already got over 1,000 points in the NHL. He's currently 71st in all-time scoring. There's a realistic chance, Paul, that if he puts up another, say, 100-point season, that he at the very least jumps into like the 55-54 range of all-time points in the NHL. Like, I mean, at this point, I know this year was a little bit more of a down year for McDavid. He only put up this year, what did he put up this year? 100 points, 26 goals, 74 assists, and 100 points. But let's just say he adds another 100 points to his resume this year. I mean, he's right up there with Rod Brind'Amour, who has 1,184 career points in his storied career. Steven Stamkos right now is 1,190, and he's going to continue to add to that. But he's quickly climbing up the ranks here, and I guess I just didn't realize how quickly he's actually continuing to climb.
Now, we know, of course, Ovechkin caught Wayne Gretzky in goals.
Yep.
But it's going to be a chore for somebody to catch him in points, because Wayne Gretzky,
yeah,
has more assists than the next guy has points.
He
has more assists than the number two guy all time in the NHL has points.
That still blows my mind to this day. I mean, listen, I think McDavid has the potential, when all is said and done, to be number two behind Gretzky in the all-time points list. And then the discussion will be, well, if Gretzky played in this era of hockey, you know, would he even come close to McDavid, or would McDavid come even close to Gretzky if he had played back then? You know, hockey's evolved over the years. But at this point, watching McDavid play, how he dominates on a night-in, night-out basis, don't ask about the playoffs. He's all over the ice, and he's the best player in the world for a reason. Now, the Stanley Cup final, he had 7 points, only one goal, and the one goal he scored was when Edmonton was down 3 or 4-0 at home in Game 5. Just kind of a pointless goal, but Yeah, again, the whole discussion of him being the best player in the world to not win a championship is that's going to just stay in my head all summer and until he gets to the Cup final next. Because again, we don't know if he'll ever get back there. You just never know.
During this year's playoffs or maybe one of the outdoor games, Gretzky did answer that playing in different eras, and he said, you got to remember, he goes, there's two things I didn't get to play in. Number one, the power play starts in the offensive zone. And number two, 3-on-3.
Yeah, that too.
Because I didn't get to do either one. So I thought, right.
and you never know, because it could be a situation for McDavid. This could be his only two appearances in the Cup Finals, similar to Dan Marino. Dan Marino made the Super Bowl in, what, year two of his career and never got back. You never know. 803-0551, 888-552-550. Dave on a cell phone has some thoughts on McDavid's legacy. Dave, how's it going this morning?
Hey, guys. I'm a Sabres fan first, and I became an Oilers fan, which is my second favorite team in the 80s when Gretzky and Messier were there. I saw an article recently right in the start of the playoffs, and they were talking about the Mount Rushmores of NHL teams, and the first one they had featured was the Oilers. And they had Gretzky, of course, Messier, Fuhr, and then they had McDavid on there. And as a Oiler fan, I completely disagree with that, because McDavid hasn't won. I think that Coffee, Curry, there's other Oiler players over the years deserve that spot over McDavid. And, you know, as much as McDavid, and I think he's a fantastic, I love him, and he's a great player. But when you look at a team like the Oilers and you look at their history, McDavid's maybe in the top five, six of their overall top players of all time, all positions. How do you guys feel about that? How do you feel about that, Paul?
I don't necessarily think he has to win to be up there. I mean, he's a better hockey player than Jari Kurri. Paul Coffey played another position. Paul Coffey wasn't the best defensive defenseman that ever lived, for sure. I mean, he was huge offensively for that team and for that team. Grant Fuhr, you really can't look at numbers because of the fire wagon hockey that team played. What I always loved about Grant Fuhr was when you needed the big save at the big time, he did it every time. He always made that big save for you. When it had, it might be a 6-5 game, but, you know, a playoff game or something like that. But at the end of the day, when you had to have a save or an overtime, he was there every time. And I always admired that about him. I mean, you look at his numbers and some people would say, what's he doing in the Hall of Fame? Well, that's why. Because, you know, there weren't too many goaltenders that were better in the clutch than he was.
Yeah, and then his Sabres career wasn't, I don't think, definitely
well, that
didn't
was near
live
the
up.
End
yeah.
of his,
right.
His tenure. He was in, well, the last year the Montreal Canadiens won the Cup, they played the Sabres, I believe that was the Grant Fuhr year, where Dominic Hasek wound up finishing up the series and played really well. Dominic Hasek came in against Boston. That was it. And then Fuhr, I think, played against Montreal, and there was a lot of thought, well, Fuhr was injured, and was he trying to play hurt? Maybe they would have been better off going with a young Dominic Hasek. He wasn't yet Dominic Hasek. The reason he was a Sabre is because he was a backup to Ed Belfour in Chicago.
Yeah,
and it showed signs of being a great goaltender, but Chicago decided we're going with Ed Belfour.
Yep.
So John Muckler wound up getting Hasek, but he also had Fuhr because John Muckler knew what Grant Fuhr could do his days in Edmonton. And so Hasek was just waiting for that chance to play and came in. You know, when Brad May scored the Mayday goal, who was in net? Who was the first one to get to him?
Hasek.
Dominic Hasek, because of the injury to Fuhr. But, I think Grant Fuhr just, you know, I think his body just kind of let him down once he became a Sabre.
Yeah, looking back at the 1992 and also 1993 trades, the Hasek trade, still regarded as one of the most lopsided trades in history. Stefan Beauregard and a fourth-round pick, which ended up being Eric Daze, not a bad player, going to Chicago for Hasek. And then that trade in 93 to get Grant Fuhr was Fuhr and a fifth-round pick to Buffalo for Andrechuk, Pupa, and a first-round pick, which ended up being Kenny Johnson. When we come back, Paul, I want to play you a clip and want to get your thoughts. Sal brought it up yesterday when he was hosting the Extra Point Show, but I want to get your thoughts on something. It's McDavid related. I know it's been very heavy McDavid in the first hour, but I think it's very prevalent. We've got two days. Yes, exactly. We got a lot to talk about. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton filling in for the Extra Point Show on this Thursday morning. You're listening to W.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
UGR.
The window is sort of closing, and this is an odd one. It's closing not because of his age, but because of his contract status. There's an awful lot of talk within the sport that if they don't win this year, McDavid might look elsewhere. He still has a year left on his contract after this season. But if you're the Oilers and you know you can't re-sign him, you can't let him go to free agency and not get anything for the greatest player in the game.
Paul, that was Steve Levy, ESPN Steve Levy, when he joined the Jim Rome show earlier this week talking about Edmonton's potential window closing and the possibility of Edmonton maybe trading the best player in the world to if they're not guaranteed that they're going to sign him to a new contract after he's a free agent in the summer of 26, that there's the possibility of maybe he gets moved. I mean, in your mind, what would it take for the Sabres to even try to even think about landing McDavid?
Well, first of all, I don't believe it. I don't think that's true. Everything I've read based points to he's staying. It's just a fact. What's the contract going to look like? It'll be the top contract he can get. There's no question about that.
Right.
And maybe how many years it's going to be. But as far as so I got stuck right there. That there, yeah, anything can happen. Never say never. A lot of people never thought the Edmonton Oilers would trade Wayne Gretzky until the NHL basically forced them to, and Peter Pocklington needed money, and he got a lot of money for that trade. I just don't see Edmonton trading Connor McDavid, and I, from anything I've read or heard, he's not asking for that to happen either.
Right, yeah. I mean, the idea of trying to trade for McDavid, I mean, you'd have to give up so much in order to just entertain the services of Connor McDavid.
You're giving up Thompson.
Right.
You might have to give up Dahlin.
Yeah.
It might take Dahlin and Thompson and picks or something like that. You probably would have to give up Dahlin.
Yeah.
So that's where I think you're going with that. If the Sabres were, trying to trade for a player like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love the idea of doing it. I would love to have the possibility of trying to acquire a guy like McDavid. It's just I don't. The next question, too, and that point is what is he exactly going to get paid? And I agree with you wholeheartedly. He's going to get probably the max contract of 8 years, and I don't think there's a limit to how much a player can make, but, I mean, he's probably going to make $15, $16 million. He's making more than Draisaitl, that's for sure. Draisaitl's up for $14 million.
Sorry, I don't know it.
Okay.
You're in the ballpark.
Yeah.
But there is a limit.
Okay. All right. I'm not too well versed with the CBA, maybe as much as I used to be, with me being in the news more so than sports world. But, you know, I did remember something like that. But all right, we got to go to break here, Paul. But we've got Mike Morial coming up from NHL.com. We'll talk about the NHL draft coming up. We'll also get some thoughts from him on maybe some Sabres prospects that he's paying attention to in the upcoming season and the years to come, whether or not maybe somebody can make the jump to the NHL. Who knows? Maybe Yuri Kulik did that last year. Is there anybody else that could do that this upcoming season? We'll find out from Mike, and we'll continue to take your phone calls. Mark, I know you're hanging on holds, please. So if you got the time, stick around. If not, you can call us back a little later in the show. Brayton Wilson here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Paul Hamilton joining along. One more hour to go here on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.